Colorado.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Well, good afternoon and happy Labor Day. This is The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Another Labor Day, 2022. So I hope if you're on the lake, you better start wrapping it up. The sun's going to go down in about 6.5 hours and your day is going to be over and you better get off the lake. You'll be pulling that boat out in the dark. And today, I found a very interesting article out of Zero Hedge. This was on September 4th. Yesterday, Eurasian Alliance plans a Moscow world standard to destroy the LBMA, London Bullion Market Association. London and American monopoly metals pricing. Well, guess what? Russia and the Euro nation, Eurasia, they are working together to start a completely different bullion system. And again, out of ZeroHedge.com by Tyler Durden. Why is this important to you who don't trade with metals? You probably may not own metals. Why is this important? I'll tell you why. We have the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum bringing in a new system of digital control over currency. In the Bible, there has to be, in my understanding of the prophecies of the Bible, an alternate system of currency trade apart from the British, the London stock market, the gold market, and the New York gold market monopoly, which they price precious metals. They decide what the price is going to be. But in the Bible, there must be an alternate system, and there will be the BRICS nations that will trade with currencies. But now, because of the Pilgrim Society using America, a plan for America, Britain, NATO, some of the European nations, to control the gold markets. What they have done, you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. There's going to be a new currency network, BRICS, and also now there's going to be a different metals, precious metals system. Well, we're going to talk about this. This means that we're near the end. This means that we are very close to Christ's second coming. To the Jewish people who don't believe that Christ, their Messiah, even came, their first visit by their Messiah is coming, is close. So I'm going to begin, I'm going to go point by point. Okay, toward the end of July, news came out of Russia in Moscow that a number of Eurasian allies have proposed to create an entirely new trading and pricing infrastructure for international precious metals in order to do two things: destroy the London and the New York monopoly over precious metals, and secondly, more importantly in a sense, to stabilize the Russian gold market. Point one, a Moscow World Standard MWS for precious metals trading, akin to the London Good Delivery List of the London Bullion Market Association, LBMA. Secondly, a new international precious metals exchange trading venue headquartered in Moscow based on the Moscow World Standard and known as the Moscow International Precious Metals Exchange. Three, price fixing committee with price discovery and new precious metals price fixings based on the Moscow World Standard and reference prices delivered to the national currencies of participant countries or in international settlement units. So Durden goes on to say that this article is going to review all these developments. Early in July, the 28th, there was an article. The Ministry of Finance of Russia proposes to create the new Moscow standard for precious metals. Business News, it's a business news site for Prime, RIA Novosti, stated, and that based on a letter sent from Russian Finance Ministry to financial industry participants and seen by this news agency, RIA, quote, the Ministry of Finance of the Russian Federation proposes to create a new international standard for precious metals market to normalize the functioning of the precious metals industry. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. The greatest thing that happened in this last year, or this year, was Russia invading Ukraine. Now there's going to be a second metals industry. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Bucky here. You know, most people think the paint on their home is just to look pretty, but it actually does serve a very specific function. It's much like the enamel on your teeth. It is there to provide the first layer of defense to keep your trim and siding boards intact and protect them from water penetrations, rotting, and deteriorating. So don't let a cavity turn into a root canal that's going to be much more expensive and need paint anyways. Just give me a call, 970-825-9305. Home Shield Integrity, unmatched service, unmatched quality, 970-825-9305.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Hi, I'm Anita McAllister, your senior specialist. Are you turning 65? Know someone who is? The best time to learn about Medicare is 3 months before you turn 65. Call me at 970-515-6882 to start planning. Don't make the mistake of waiting too long. There are specific enrollment periods. If you miss them, you may have to wait till next year. There are late enrollment penalties. The longer you wait, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
Hello, I'm Devin McKenna with Play It Fun Word, your new traveling carnival. Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, kid at heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play It Fun Word, the party you never had. at playitfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
Okay, to continue, the Present Truth was Monday through Thursday. Now Present Truth is 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. I just wanted to let you know that. As of last week, I went to a 5-day week. Now, continuing with this article, if you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. The United States and the Pilgrim Society of the U.S. and Britain made a decision to once again attack Russia. Russia is an obstacle to the New World Order, as well as China, as well as any nation that is trying to distance itself from the petrodollar. Any nation that tries to distance itself from the petrodollar and go to any type of a gold standard, that nation suffers the consequences. The CIA will always be involved with any of these nations and their overthrow of the leaders and to bring in instability into those nations. Now, one thing that happened when the Pilgrim U.S. Pilgrims Society, United States out of New York City and out of London, they made a decision and have been working on a plan since the end of World War II. They knew Russia at the end of World War II had become a little too independent, and immediately there were strategies to make sure that Russia could not develop, could not economically prosper, and that Russia could not take her resources to market. Well, that strategy didn't work. Russia, once upon invading Ukraine to rid Ukraine out of United States CIA operations, British MI5, MI6 operations, NATO plans through the two nations and NATO, Russia invaded Ukraine to protect itself from the Nazi element, the old Nazi element. It's really a religion. Nazism is a religion. It is a form of belief. It is a religion, just like Catholicism or the Lutherans or Evangelical Christianity or any of the occult religions. It is a religion. It is an ancient religion, powerful religion. Russia couldn't allow Americans' plans to develop any longer in Ukraine. The Russian ruble is very strong, and now they're going to have their own metals exchange in Eurasia. I'll continue with the article. Now, the RBC Media Group, it's a business daily, they came out and they presented, quoting, the Ministry of Finance in Russia explained the idea to create a new standard for the precious metals market. And then RBC came out and stated that they weren't the ones to initially present this. There were other media groups that collectively presented what was going to happen. And they stated, RBC stated, that the Russian Finance Ministry didn't propose the world Moscow standard and the precious metals exchange idea, but merely forwarded it to industry participants in the Russian financial markets. On July 29th, In an article titled The Ministry of Finance of the Russian Federation, it launched a discussion on the reform of the world gold market. The world gold market, COMEX, and the London bullion market. These two have controlled precious metal trading for, geez, a couple of hundred years, I think, to a degree, especially in the last 100, 120, 130 years. The discussion on the new gold standard was initiated by the Eurasian Economic Commission and regulatory body of the Eurasian Economic Union. This is very interesting because as the World Economic Forum is bringing to fruition its objective for financial control, currency control internationally, now you have a second, you have an alternate standard, not just with cash, with money, the ruble versus the petrodollar. You have the petroruble now versus the petrodollar. Now you have not only the London bullion market and COMEX, but now you're going to have a Russian or a Eurasian system of metals trading. This is right in line with what the Bible says would happen at the end of the world. And guess what? This is another creation in dialogue with Russia and other nations in Eurasia. They are totally on to the World Economic Forum, American world hegemony objectives. And they know that if they don't act, they're not going to have a future. Their future is going to be under American dominance. So they're moving as quickly as possible. And I'm going to go back to the individual, Vladimir Putin. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. You try to destroy Russia. What will happen is eventually you destroy religion and the belief and faith in God in Russia. What happens? You sow to the wind, and now you have Russia, God-fearing nation. They have restricted greatly abortion, drug addiction, or drugs. Anything coming in from the Western culture, they have put borders up, boundaries. They're not allowing it. Russia is now more Christian than America. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. It was a communist, God-hating nation. Now it is a God-fearing nation. And guess who is in fear? The Western powers, the Western nations, especially America, the World Economic Forum, all of the UN, you name it. Now, the member states of the Eurasian Economic Union, the EU, the Republic of Armenia, the Republic of Belarus, Republic of Kazakhstan, and Kyrgyz Republic, boy, these Russian names, the Russian Federation, these nations are going to be part of this new, I think Uzbekistan is going to be part of it. I think probably Turkmenistan, they're going to be part of it. Now, going on with the article, and again, this is yesterday's ZeroHedge.com, Tyler Durden, Eurasian Alliance Plans, a Moscow World Standard to Destroy LMMA, which is the London Bullion Market Association in Monopoly in Precious Metals Pricing. Also, the COMEX joined with Russia. The Eurasian Economic Commission, according to a spokesman, Sergey Glazyev, Minister for Integration and Microeconomics of the Eurasian Economic Commission, held a meeting to discuss a proposal to create an international standard for the precious metals market as an alternative to the London Bullion Market Association. and infrastructure for the circulation of tokenized gold and precious metals. This meeting with Glazyev was attended by experts from the ministries of finance and central banks, national exchanges, producers of precious metals, as well as other interested organizations of the EU states. This is not boring. It may be boring, but as boring as this may be, this is huge. We are witnessing now, because of Vladimir Putin and the direction that this man has taken to move Russia away from the World Economic Forum, from the American control system as an empire, to move Russia away from the dangerous pilgrim society that was responsible for destroying Russia in the early 1917, that trained Vladimir Stalin, or was it Lenin? Lenin. They actually trained Lenin. It was an operative. He went in to create, to be the one who would direct the Bolshevik Revolution, as well as the United States Pilgrim Society in the New York City. So with all of that, Vladimir Putin, he has done everything perfectly to protect Russia from the World Economic Forum plans. Not just Russia, he's not protecting just Russia. This is amazing. This is actually Bible prophecy being fulfilled, though we may not, it's in the scripture, but you might say, like gold pieces here and there, and you have to hunt for it. There has to be an alternate system of finance for the future. The whole world around the globe will not be controlled by Antichrist or this coming Antichrist system. There must be an alternate way for the nations to trade, an alternate system of commerce. And this is, as this developed, as I was reading this, I at first didn't pay too much attention to it until I realized, whoa, this is the alternate system that the Bible says would have to be in place. And once again, it is Vladimir Putin who has taken these steps to bring in the BRICS nations, the BRICS economic system, going to an alternate currency apart from the petrodollar. Now they're going to trade metals apart from the London Bullion Market Association and COMEX in America. This is really incredible. So, actually, the next sentence. This is pretty incredible. A high-level list of entities who attended the meeting with Sergei Glazyev and would be expected to send shockwaves to the Western central banks and their bullion bank counterparts. This is another shot heard across the bow of the ship. This is another, you watch the escalation of hatred toward Russia and all of the nations that would even entertain the thought of going to this metals system, metals market system. You think you see things are interesting now and evil presently? You just wait. Now, in another news site, URA, the participant exchanged views following the meeting. The EEC, which was the Eurasian Economic Commission, sent letters to the governments of the parties with the request to form a position on the issue. So now it becomes clear, following the 11th of July meeting, the Russian Ministry of Finance, anyhow, in theory, received a new precious metals infrastructure proposal in a letter from the Eurasian Economic Commission, and then subsequently sent out its own letter to relevant participants in the Russian financial sector. Sector. Okay. Podcast 1360KHNC.com. The Present Truth, Monday through Friday now, here on 1360 AM Radio. We'll be back to look at the alternate system that is going to be opposed to the system of Antichrist. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Hey there, guys. How long have you been waiting for good conservative quality radio? Well, you finally reached your destination at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, telephone technology specialist here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new P.E. Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long. Every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
So this new international metals market is opposed to the coming system of Antichrist, not only opposed to it, but it's an alternative to it. If you don't think God, I mean, this tells me that God truly does love the nations of the world. Here, we have believed for, well, in my lifetime, I have believed that eventually the Antichrist system would, that financial system would be worldwide. Well, it will be. It'll affect the whole world. But it will be mainly Antichrist, his nation, and European nations. America and European nations. Any nation that is involved with America world hegemony. But there will be an alternate system. And here, you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. Russia, Vladimir Putin, this man has really, really, I don't know, the hand of God through the prayers of the Russian people have really, taken this man individually to new worlds, to new heights. Okay, now I'm going to go on with the article. Again, this is an international metals market. Now, according to URA, which again is the Russian Ministry of Finance, it's going to be the regulator of the industry. It's a proposal that was received. It redirected the proposal received by it to market participants to evaluate it and provide a position on the feasibility of its implementation. This was sent out about 14 days after the 11th of July meeting. So what about the 25th, 26th of July, roughly? So the Ministry of Finance organized a discussion between the Russian authorities and market participants on the creation of this new international industry standard by sending out these letters. And the media picked up on it about the 25th of July. In fact, the idea is proposed not by the Ministry of Finance in the person of Anton Shilyunov, but by the Eurasian Economic Commission and its minister, Sergei Glazyev. On the 11th of July, Glazyev held a meeting, and the proposal was first discussed in a wide circle. Then a letter was drawn up. It was sent to national governments and countries, including the Ministry of Finance, which in Russia it acts as a regulator of the precious metals trade industry. The actual letter from the Russian Ministry of Finance is not available anywhere presently to be viewed. But the Russian financial sector was asked to send a copy, but they didn't respond. So they do have a copy. Well, Wisdom, what would Wisdom say? Don't send this to your enemies. You don't want the World Bank knowing anything about this. You don't want World Economic Forum. You don't want the United States, the bullion market, the COMEX. You don't want the London Bullion Market Association to know about this. Keep your cards close to your chest. Wise move, wise. But the media, for the most part, bits and pieces here and there, they piece together what we've just presented to you. Now, this RIA, this site, and the Russian Ministry of Finance letter, it proposes the creation of a new international standard for the precious metals market. And as part of Western sanctions against Russia, the London Bullion Market Association ejected this stupid move on Britain's part. Because of the sanctions, here's what they did. Ejected all of Russia's good delivery gold and silver refineries from the London Bullion Market. Six refineries. Let's see. Then the COMEX, CME, also removed all of the same Russian refiners from the COMEX gold and silver approved brands. The U.S., in one article, the U.S., the Bullion Star, the United States tees up to stop Russian Gold Act, triggering LBMA and COMEX to eject Russian refiners. Well, what was Russia going to do? Russia had no choice. What? Well, you create your own COMEX, your own bullion market. Brilliant. The LBMA removed three Russian banks on the 22nd of February. This was in when the war started, when Russia had to go in to Ukraine. Now, the LBMA's sister organization, the London Platinum and Palladium Market, removed two Russian refineries from its LPPM good delivery list. So they kept sanctioning Russia. So right after that, soon after that, the proposal for a separate metals market came into existence. It had to. The Bible says it would have to. We're witnessing what the Bible said would have to happen. not just the BRICS nations so they can trade economically, but now a metals market. You watch the price of metals that has been controlled by Britain and the COMEX. You watch now, when you have a free metals market, the nations of the world, where are they going to go? Are they going to go to the controlling agencies in London and America? Or are they going to go to a free system? There's an alternative now. You're not going to just have to go buy Chevy vehicles, GM vehicles anymore. Now you're going to have not only GM, but you're going to have, if you want, as a type, you're going to have Ford, you're going to have Chrysler, you're going to have Toyota, you're going to have all the other way. There's going to be an alternate place to purchase metals and sell metals. Given the proposal, the proposed Moscow World Standard, RBC, a media group, stated the basis of the new structure may be a specialized international precious metals exchange headquartered in, guess what? Now they tell you the rest of the story, Moscow. This is exactly what the World Economic Forum, this is exactly what the West did not want. Empire, the traders in New York City that tried to destroy Russia during the Clinton administration, they did not want this. It's too bad. In order to normalize the functioning of the precious metals industry, it's critical to create an independent international infrastructure that is alternative in its functions to the London bullion market. Whoa, this is... We're at the end of the world. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
What are we gonna do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't lying. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on? Everybody's mine.
We're going to go to Spirits Music Hall. That's what we're going to do tonight. Live music, comedy, wrestling, karaoke, and more. Acts that you do not want to miss. All at Spirits Music Hall, located at 1 North Parish Avenue, Johnstown. Across the street from our radio station, 1360 KHNC. Get tickets and see the schedule of events at SpiritsMusicHall.com. That's SpiritsMusicHall.com. You can also buy tickets at the door during the events. Experience live local entertainment that you will love. Go to SpiritsMusicHall.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs.
970-800-3693. Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, the Present Truth Program. On Sunday, 9 to noon, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. And programs are streamed at all times and the podcast weekly for the week and the weekend are on 1360khnc.com. The Ministry of Finance of the Russian Federation launched a discussion on the reform of the international gold market. The reform. Boy, did it need to be reformed. And what it took was, it took America and European nations and NATO pushing Russia to the limit by threatening to allow Ukraine to become a NATO member and positioning nuclear weapons along the Russian East Russian border. It took that kind of an evil plan by Pilgrim Society, and what comes out of it is it forces Russia. They have the resolve, they have the way now, because of the price of Russian petrodollar going up. They have the way to do this, to put it in motion, as Moscow being the center for this system, and the Eurasian nations realizing we must separate ourselves from the unipolar West, from the world hegemony of America. We have to separate ourselves. If we don't, we will become, and they have been for the most part, vassal states. They won't be banana republics. They might be, what do they have up there? What do they grow? Olive trees? I don't know. Olive tree republics. I don't know. So anyhow, going on. Now, according to one of the news agencies, quoting, as part of the work of the exchange, it is proposed to create a price-fixing committee which will include the central banks of the EU member countries and their largest banks operating in the precious metals market, subject to the application of the MWS, which is the Moscow World Standard. Price fixing only refers to a daily reference or benchmark prices, not control like COMEX or the London Bullion Market. The five central banks of the EU nations countries are the Bank of Russia, Bank of Kazakhstan, National Bank of Belarus, Bank of Kyrgyz Republic, and the Central Bank of Armenia. Now, it also talked about the BRIC settlement. Putin is prepared. This is not sitting well with the United States, with Obama. Not sitting well with the EU or the NATO nations. Vladimir Putin is preparing a replacement for the dollar. The Russian financial messaging system is open to connecting banks from the five BRICS countries. The geography of use of the Russian payment system, MIR, MIR, is being expanded. The issue of creating an international reserve currency based on a basket of currencies and of our countries is being worked out. Vladimir Putin. The BRICS group currently consists of the five countries: Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Two other countries, namely both Argentina and Iran, who recently expressed the interest in joining BRICS. The article, I'm going to give it again, ZeroHedge.com. This was September 4th. Tyler Durden. The article, Eurasian Alliance Plans, a Moscow World Standard to Destroy London Bullion Market Monopoly in Precious Metals Pricing. The British, the Queen, she has her panties in a bunch right now. That's the only way I can phrase it. She's not happy. They, once again, do not want Russia. Russia, the big threat. Russia and Germany. This is why they're trying to destroy the German economy. They must destroy Germany economically. They must destroy Russia economically, which won't happen. They must try to, which will not happen, destroy China. If you can't destroy the economies of these nations are only going to get more powerful. They're trying to destroy Germany. Germany is a target of the WEC or the World Economic Forum, WEF. Okay. All of the huge at this huge the EU countries aim to develop precious metals pricing mechanisms independent of the LBMA and COMEX, as well as independent of the British bullion market and the LPPM. Fixing such as the daily gold price auctions and silver prices and platinum prices and palladium price auctions. It's necessary to make membership in this organization attractive to all without exception. Foreign participants in the precious metals market, especially China and India, Venezuela, Peru, and other countries of South America and Africa, according to the Ministry of Finance. They have just opened this up to the world for the first time. Now, the nations, the presidents of the nations, those in the financial structure within these nations, they're almost given way to be free from the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, BIS, Bank of International Settlements, from the Davos Group, from all these groups. They almost now, because through Russia, they're almost in a position where they can now be free from American economic world hegemony. This is unbelievable. I mean, I'm looking at this. I see this in the Bible. There, the alternate system for the end of the world is now being put in place. Rick Rodriguez.
1360KHMC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
I'll finish out with this article out of ZeroHedge.com, Tyler Durden, September 4th. Throughout the Russian media coverage of the Minfin letter to Russia financial sector participants, they stress the objective of the new system is in ending the London Bullion Market Association and COMEX, the dominance of precious metals price discovery. The reform of the world gold market is proposed to deprive London and New York of the monopoly, RBC said. The Ministry of Finance believes that the creation of a new structure, one, can destroy the London Bullion Market Association monopoly, creates, two, a powerful international association of participants in precious metals industry, three, and ensure the stable development of the industry both in Russia and around the world, which the empire, using World Economic Forum, the UN, the World Bank, Bank of International Settlements, all these Davos and all of it, being these nations can be free from that system that has controlled the world for 150 years plus. Now, the three new sources, they use a word, destroy, in relation to the London Bullion Market Association monopoly on precious metals pricing. They use the word destroy. In other words, there is, for the first time in since the London Bullion Market came into existence and the COMEX in America, for the first time there is an alternative. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Another strategy of the Pilgrim Society was to place American operatives, CIA, intelligence agencies, military, to fund Zelensky, to provide as much munitions as possible. That is just a dark hole. That money is not so that Ukraine will win this war against Russia. There are people in this country, that money is doing the boomerang effect. It's going in, it's being budgeted for Ukraine, but it's coming right back into the offshore banks of who knows who in this country. Who knows? How many rhinos are becoming billionaires? How many more Democrats? How much is Barry Satoro? How much is Nancy Pelosi? How much are all these people making? This is doing the boomerang effect. And the munitions, the military equipment going into Ukraine, it is going out into the world. For what reason? Because the nations have to stockpile militarily for the coming war at Armageddon. Russia, Russia's days are numbered. I hate to say it. And Russia is going to be pushed, or you might say pulled, into responding to now the coming pressure of the Pilgrim Society International. They're going to be forced now to take a different direction. They're not going to spend too much more time in Ukraine. They're going to be redirect, and they're going to begin to focus on the Middle East. They're coming to Israel. For today, have a wonderful day, Labor Day 2022. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church podcast, 1360KHNC.com, AM Radio. Talk to you tomorrow.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs, new landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley. 970-443-5654.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.